Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, a fantastic night for Ireland at the Paralympics in France yesterday as Roisin Nirine and Orla Comerford secured two bronze medals within 5 minutes of each other. Joseph O'Rean, father of Roisin, joins me on the line now from Paris. Joseph, you must be delighted with the success.
Oh, absolutely, Claire. What a great day. What a green day for Ireland last night in the pool and on the track. And the excitement of even within the pool, the minute Roisin's race was finished, and it was such an incredible finish. If you watched it, it was just so close. And then the minute it was over, the minute we settled down, we got on our phones and we were watching Orla's race on the phones. And so when that came through as well, we couldn't cheer then because the race was starting. And so the minute the next race in the water, we all kind of erupted again a second time. People thought we were crazy, you know. So the fact the two of them came together right back on top of each other. What a great day for Team Ireland yesterday. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Oh, that's so lovely, Joseph, that you got on to get behind Team Ireland, even with all of that going on. And I always wonder, particularly watching the swimming, when you're watching at home, there's so much tech involved that you can sort of see who's in the lead. You can see where the world record is at. There's all these different things. Is it harder to see when you're actually at the venue?
I suppose it depends on your seating. So we were seated yesterday with essentially in the parents and relatives area, and then some of the other team members. So we couldn't see the last. We couldn't see from our angle. We couldn't see the last 5 meters from the 5 meter line in. So we had no idea who had won until there was that split second when the race was over before it came up on the board. And oh, I don't know how we survived that fraction of a second, but when it came up, it was incredible. Oh, just the happiness, just the unbridled joy for everyone around us. It was just crazy. Unbelievably good.
And look, a medal, of course, absolutely incredible. That's what we're celebrating here. But to even get to this point, to be representing your country at the Olympics is incredible. And it must be at the end of huge sacrifice from all of you. I'm sure you've been dropping to swim meets and training for many years at this stage.
Yeah, Claire, Roisin's swimming competitively now, I think, 10 years. So I think she started swimming for a club when she was 9, but I suppose starts to swim when she was about 4. But, you know, yeah, it's a journey. I mean, when you start off in swimming, they start you off, you know, incrementally and build it up. So by the time, you know, you're suckered into it, you don't realize what you're committed yourself to. There's no backing out at that stage. But yeah, it's a big ask on the athletes and I suppose the parents as well. But look, you do anything for your child, and particularly if your child is liking it and having fun.
Oh, and amazing.
Then it's supposed to get a little more,
Well, congratulations.
And it gets worse, you're not going to pull out.
And to Roisin,
so
continued success. That's incredible. And Orla Comerford, as I say, also took home bronze. Joseph and his family were cheering her on. She was representing her club, the Raheny Shamrocks in Dublin, and their pro, Dave Hooper, joins me on the line now. Dave, wow, there must have been serious celebrations at the club yesterday.
Oh, there certainly was, Claire. It was a fantastic day. We had a good crowd actually gathered in the clubhouse last night to watch Orla's race. And obviously there was an awful lot of excitement when she came across the line to take the bronze medal. And we actually had a 2 mile race scheduled last night just in Raheny Village. And there was a great bit of celebration before the race and a great cheer to make sure we're trying to roar over to Paris to let Orla hear us. So how proud we really are of her and her achievements and her performances.
Do you get to speak to her at all, even by text or her family?
I've slightly just got some small pieces over to Orla there. Obviously, yeah, kind of at this stage, we just want to let her know how proud we are of Orla, and it's a fantastic achievement. And she's known so well around the club, Claire, and around the region, and so many people that know Orla from her gym sessions and the work she does. You know, in the club, we've seen the effort she puts in, we've seen all the work she's done. We're very, very proud of her, and it's not just our club. I think it's all the Raheny and the north side of Dublin. Orla's an outstanding role model for people, and plenty of other sports clubs speak very highly of her in Raheny and how she's a role model for people to get involved in sport, and so approachable and so friendly and such a nice girl. This couldn't happen to a better person.
Brilliant, Dave. Thanks so much for coming on. And Roisin Ní Rinn is from Limerick Swimming Club and their head coach for Performance Development Squad joins me on the line now. Jade, you've worked very closely with Roisin, so it must have been such a thrill to see her do so well in Paris.
Oh yeah, like it was unbelievable. I think obviously we were so happy with her coming silver in the 100 back, but just that 2IM, like she's been fourth at Worlds twice, 2 years in a row. So to finally be on the right touch of it, it just means so much. And, you know, she trains with the National Centre as well. And the head coach, John Tranick, is over there. And he said he got a very big hug after the race. And we were very lucky that a lot of her team members and, you know, people who she lives with and her friends and everything were over watching her 100 back as well. So it was a very special moment for everybody. I think there was lots of tears, happy tears, of course.
Yeah, you know, of course. And, you know, so much work goes into it, as you say, but you never know till you get there because everybody else you're competing with has put in just as much work as you have and sacrificed just as much. So you never really know until that final minute.
No, absolutely. You're right. Like, as you kind of say, if you can make it back for the final, if you're in the final, it's anybody's game. And, you know, I think she has something special left in the race last night just to give it everything she possibly could. And, you know, even for Roisin, like, she can't see her competitors for her size, so she wouldn't have been able to see that girl. But I think she would have known deep down how much she really wanted it. And sure, she got her hand on the wall third, and that's the most important thing.
Coming home with a medal. Thanks so much for joining us, Jade. Bet you can't wait to try it on for a photo.
Absolutely.
Just make sure you give it back. Well, congratulations again to all of Team Ireland and in particular for our bronze medal winners, Roisin Ní Rinn and Orla Comerford.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.